Bonjour Brussels. Xavier here, your digital spirit of mannequin peace, with Monday's news from the capital. I'm joined today by my co-host Lean. Good morning, Lean. Hi Xavier. What a busy start to the week we have in Brussels. Indeed. Let's dive into today's highlights. First up in politics, we've got major shifts happening. Ecolo has elected new co-chairs with strong Brussels ties, Marie-Coline Leroy and Excel councillor Gilles van den Bue. It's a generational change for the Greens after their recent electoral setbacks. That's interesting, and speaking of political movements, there's a striking new poll showing PVDA-PTB is now the largest party in Brussels' capital region. The leftist surge continues. Absolutely remarkable. Now, let's talk money. And there's good news for Brussels workers. Wages have jumped an incredible 30% over the past 5 years. For the first time ever, the median gross monthly salary in Brussels has topped 4,000 euros. We're now earning over 600 euros more per month than our Flemish neighbors. That's impressive. But there's a flip side. An RTBF investigation found a 1,000 euro difference in local taxes depending on which commune you live in. Location really matters for your wallet. Speaking of location, Brussels is making waves internationally. We're on course to become the European capital of democracy, building on our role as the EU's institutional heart. From politics to recognition on the world stage. Now, let's turn to some concerning news. A man has been arrested for murdering his ex-partner in Schaarbeek. This tragic case has drawn widespread attention across the capital. Also troubling, authorities evacuated a venue in Forest that was hosting an illegal performance by controversial French comedian Diudon. Meanwhile, nearly 1,000 people marched through Brussels on Sunday for the International Day Against Police Violence. On a brighter note, there was a poignant protest at Gare Centrale where around 50 long COVID sufferers lay down demanding recognition and government action. It's vital we don't forget those still struggling with this condition. Environmentally, Brussels has some great news. We've been ranked among the best cities globally for making remarkable reductions in air pollution between 2010 and 2024. Our green efforts are paying off. And more creches are switching to reusable nappies, which fits perfectly with the region's waste reduction goals. Small changes, big impact. In culture, the beloved Guinguettes will return to Brussels parks by the end of April, bringing live music and food back to our green spaces. Perfect timing for spring. The Clara Festival opens this Friday with virtuoso pianist Yuja Wang, and dance is making a grand comeback at La Monet with Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Brussels' cultural scene is thriving. For our cycling enthusiasts, the Bike Brussels Salon just wrapped up after 3 record-breaking days, and registrations open Saturday for the 10th edition of the BXL Tour. And in sports news, it was a tough weekend for Anderlecht. They lost 1-0 at Mechelen, leaving their champions' playoff qualification still uncertain heading into the final round. But on a positive sports note, Brussels-born sprinter Yenlin Jipnimek matched the Belgian record in the 60-meter hurdles during a competition in the US. That's Monday's Brussels Roundup. Keep an eye on the Brussels Parliament this week as they tackle LEZ fines, packaging rules, and that police merger debate. From all of us here, have a wonderful Monday in our beautiful, chaotic, multilingual capital. Tot later, Brussels.